This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Covered the unmade scripts that almost became the 1989 Batman film, along with the scenes that almost made it in.
But one aspect we've never covered was how Bill Finger, writer of the first Batman story, was nearly credited on the film.
Mark Tyler Nobleman, author of Bill the Boy Wonder, revealed on his blog that Bill Finger's ex-wife, Liz Simmons, had campaigned for his credit for the 1989 film, writing to producers Peter Guber and John Peters that Bill, quote, really belongs on any list of credits for Batman Productions, perhaps as co-creator with Bob Kane for the Batman comic books.
Lynn's son, Steven, wrote back to her that Warner Brothers called him and said that they were willing to give Bill credit on the film, provided that she waived any rights and claims to any proceeds from the movie. She agreed and offered the suggestion for the film to feature the credit in memoriam to William Finger, who helped create Batman.
Lynn would later reveal in correspondence to the San Francisco Chronicle that Warner Brothers declined to give Bill Finger credit anyway.
Simmons then turned to other news outlets to tell her story, including the LA Times, Palo Alto Weekly, and Metro. The film would only have credit to Bob Kane.
But only hardcore fans knew that Bill Finger was responsible for the design of the Batsuit and creating Gotham City. Harvey Dent, Commissioner Gordon, Vicki Vale, the Joker and his origin of falling into the chemical vat, the Batmobile, and the origin witnessing his parents' deaths.
This was not the only attempt at trying to give Bill Finger credit. Mark Tyler Nobleman himself wrote to DC Comics in December 2007, asking for Bill Finger to be credited in The Dark Knight, at least for creating the nickname, which first appeared in the same story that introduced the Joker in Batman number 1.
DC wrote back that there were no plans to credit Bill on The Dark Knight. Nobleman pushed back to clarify that the credit would only be for the Dark Knight nickname. DC responded, "With all due respect, I'm not having this discussion."
Thankfully, justice was done years later when Bill Finger started getting credit for his contribution in the TV show Gotham and in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Big thanks to our research assistant, Dan, for gathering the visuals for this.
And you can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes, like covering what happened in all the Detective Comics issues before Batman showed up. Racism and all!
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We're about $100 short of our goal of $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And then we'll dive right on in to those tighty red Speedos. And if we reach $500 a month, I'll be donning the red Speedos also with the Nick Cage suit.
You can also check out the audio adaptation I wrote for Newverse Creative of the first Batman story, Batman 89, Case of the Chemical Syndicate, which adapts Bill Finger's Detective Comics number 27 as a prequel to Batman 89, where you can envision Michael Keaton's Batman in the first appearance costume. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metamorphosis Magazine.
And please check out my other podcast, Gaming Gaiden. That's G-A-I-D-E-N, Gaming Gaiden. That is a podcast about video games and Japanese translation of video games. And we have season 2 coming shortly, so please be on the lookout for that. Season 1 is already released, so please enjoy that if you haven't. And also go to www.metalforce.ninja. Metal Force is a movie that I'm working on that is basically R-rated and bloody Power Rangers meet Stranger Things. You can check out our campaign video there or on YouTube as well.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.